Welcome back to Character Creation. Today we are in part two. We will be selecting your species, career or class, specialization or subclass, and then we will be spending your experience points for your starting characteristics, skills, talents, all that fun stuff. So without further ado, let's just jump on into it. If you guys find this video helpful, please blast that like button and hit subscribe. It really helps us out. Now, I'm not gonna cover every single career and species possible because that would just take way too long and it would be a waste of your time and a waste of my time. Instead, I'm going to build a character for myself. I'm gonna walk you through every single step of the process, and then you guys should be able to pretty easily take that information and just apply it to whatever species or career that you choose. As always, if you have any questions at all, feel free to drop a comment. I'll do my best to answer it as quickly as possible. So let's start with species. There is a wide range to choose from. Each of the three core rulebooks will have 8 species to choose. And then there's a little bit of overlap there, but if you want more options, there are source books with other options. So you can, you know, search in your web browser, see kind of what's out there. If nothing in the books really fits your fancy, the books will have extra information about physiology, homeworld, culture, other kind of like details about each species, so that way you can understand the background where your character maybe came from. Each different species will also have different starting characteristics, different wound threshold, strain threshold, starting XP, and a special ability. For this walkthrough, I'm gonna choose playing a Twi'lek. Okay, so let's start with the characteristics for Twi'lek. That's 1 brawn, 2 agility, 2 intellect, 2 cunning, 2 willpower, and 3 presence. When you write down your species characteristics, write them down lightly because they can still change before the end of character creation. Wound threshold be 10 plus bronze, so in this little box I'm gonna write 10 plus B. For strain threshold, it's 11 plus willpower, so in this little box I'm gonna write 11 plus W. Starting experience is 100 XP, so I'm gonna put that down in the total XP at the bottom. If I already have some from the obligations, duties, or morality, I'm gonna add it to that. And a special ability that I get as a Twi'lek is I begin the game with 1 rank in either charm or deception, as well as I have when making skill checks, I may remove a setback dice due to arid or hot environmental conditions. As you can see, species doesn't take very long, so we're gonna go ahead and jump on into career and specializations. What's the difference? So your career is like your main career, and specialization is going to be kind of like a focus within that career. Each core rulebook has 6 different career options with 3 specializations in each career. If you like a career but you're not drawn to any of the specializations, I recommend checking out a source book. So like the Bounty Hunter source book, for example, it'll have the 3 from Edge of the Empire, but it'll also have 3 more that are not in Edge of the Empire. So there's some other options in the source books if you don't see what you're looking for. The book has descriptions of each career and kind of what they look like and what they are. I recommend going through and reading all of them, just that way you have a general idea of what things do or what they're like. Unless you already know what you want, then just try to find that. Each career and specialization will also have what are called career skills. During character creation, you'll get some free ranks in those skills, and then later on, career skills are cheaper to upgrade. And then you'll just mark whatever the career skills are on your character sheet with like a C or a check mark or a star, whatever best indicates it for you, or I'll show you when I'm doing it for my Twi'lek. So my Twi'lek, he wants to be a bounty hunter with a specialization in survivalist. From the book's description, I can kind of gather that this is like a bounty hunter, but I'm also kind of like a ranger, Aragorn style person, like from Lord of the Rings. I can see from bounty hunter that I get these 8 career skills, so I'm gonna indicate them here on my character sheet. I get 1 rank and 4 of these. So there's 8 here. I get to choose 4 different ones and get 1 free rank, and I'll draw them into the little first bubble. Next, we're gonna look at specialization career skills. You'll want to mark those down as well. Some of them may overlap with your career, but that's fine. And then you'll get 1 free rank and 2 of these skills. And at this point, you'll want to print out your specialization talent tree. You can do that either by scanning the book at a printer, or you can find a PDF online. And yeah, we have our species, we have our career, we have our specialization, but now we have all this XP that we get to spend on getting our stats ready for the start of the game. So there's a few things you can spend experience points on. These things are gonna be your characteristics, so your brawn, agility, intellect, etc. You have your skills, which are, you know, the thing with 5 bubbles on the side of it, that are, you know, stealth, athletics. You have your talents, which are the little blocks on your skill tree. You can buy new specializations, as well as if you're a force user, you can spend XP on buying force powers, like move and influence. So let's talk about each of these. First, starting with characteristics. These can only be upgraded with XP during character creation. So with that in mind, I recommend putting as much XP as you can into these characteristics because they're pretty much gonna be stuck like that. I'll explain how later you can get those up slowly. Cost to go up in your characteristics is 10 times the number you're going to next. So if you wanna go from a 1 to a 2, you need to spend 20. If you wanna go from 2 to 3, you need to spend 30. If you wanna go from 1 to 3, you have to spend the 20 and then the 30. You can't like completely skip XP amounts. This number is not allowed to go above 5 during character creation. Just side note there. And don't worry guys, I'm gonna show you all of this in just a moment. So the next thing that you can spend your XP on is skills. These are gonna be like your athletics, your stealth, your vigilance, survival, knowledge of outer worlds, melee. Rank 1 of a skill costs 10 XP, rank 2 costs 20, 3 is 30, 4, 40, 5, 50. If it is a career skill, then it's half, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Again, if you wanted to go from 0 ranks to 2 ranks, you can't skip over the first rank. You have to buy rank 1 and then buy rank 2. By the way, the lightsaber skill can only be found on the Force and Destiny character sheet. So the third thing that you can spend your XP on is your talents. This is that big skill tree looking thing that you got from your specialization. The cost of these you'll see on each block, but you have to start at one of the top rows and then a line has to be drawn to wherever you're going. So you can't, you know, go from a top row to a third row action. You have to get whatever's in between. You can go like around and up, so it doesn't always have to be directly above it. You just have to connect a line to the top of the page. And lastly, for non-force users, you have specializations. You can buy another specialization. So let's say as a bounty hunter survivalist, I also want to get the assassin tree. Well, I would spend 10 times the number of page that I'm getting. So this would be my second specialization tree. It would cost 20. Let's say for my third one though, I wanted to go outside of the bounty hunter career over to like the smuggler scoundrel. Then that would still be 10 times whatever specialization it is for me, but I have to add an extra 10 XP. So to get that third page outside of my career would be 40. You do not get the career skills for any specializations or other careers you get. You only have access to the talent trees. And the reason that's good is because typically at the bottom of a talent tree, that's how you get a higher force rating or a higher characteristic. So after character creation, let's say you're bronze 3, that is how you would get it up to 4. Most trees only have 1, so you'll have to buy another tree to get another plus 1 to a characteristic. And then force users, you are able to spend your XP on force powers like move, influence, battle meditation, etc. You can find those further back in the Force and Destiny book. I'll put the page up here, but you only have to spend XP on the top block. So you'll see this giant tree right here. You only have to pay for this one at the top here. Keep in mind though that your force rating has to be equal to or higher than the force rating listed underneath the title of the force power. So a couple of them have a prerequisite of needing a 2 or 3 force rating. You're at a 1 at the start. So go ahead and write at the top of your page in the force rating, write a 1 down. Okay, so now I'm gonna do a little in-depth walkthrough of me spending my XP and stuff. My mic and stuff might sound a little bit different because I'm gonna move from where I'm talking at the moment. Okay, so I apologize that the mic volume is weird. This is kind of a new setup and I'm not going to be redoing all of this. So we're gonna be spending this 105 XP that I have. 5 of it is from obligation going up a little bit. 100 of it is from my Twi'lek starting amount of XP. So I want to spend as much of it as possible into my characteristics up here. Cause like I said before, I can only increase these pretty much now without spending like, you know, 100 plus XP later in my specialization tree. As a bounty hunter, I don't want my brawn to be a 1. So I'm gonna try increasing this brawn by a bit. So if I wanna go from 1 to 2, that's 20. To go from 2 to 3 is 30. So total, that's gonna be 50 XP to get this up to a 3. So that means I am now down to 55. Normally you keep track of this down here in the available XP area, but because I'll probably be spending all of it, I'm gonna not worry about writing down there yet. If I have anything left over, that's when I'm gonna write whatever I have left over in this available XP box. So I have a mental note, I have 55 left. I want to increase my agility to 3. Okay, and that means I have 25 left. Now, 25 is not enough to get any of these characteristics any higher, so these are my starting characteristics. Out of my other options that I have, it's the skills, specialization trees, or talents. Because this is an Edge of the Empire character, force powers aren't a thing for this. But if you're a Force of Destiny person, then by all means, you can buy them. I recommend at least getting one as a Jedi, because they come in really handy, actually. Now that I know my characteristics are done, I can actually come up here and go to 13 is my wounds threshold, and 11 plus willpower is 13 for my strain threshold. Okay, 25 XP. What do I want to get? Well, I'm gonna get a second rank in perception, because I want to be very perceptive of what's around me. So that's 10. Now I'm down to 15 left. Okay, and then I think I'm gonna get another rank in ranged heavy, and that's also 10 because it's a career skill. If it wasn't, it would be 20. So I have 5 XP left, and I think I'm gonna spend my last 5 XP on a talent from my skill tree. By the way, if you guys want to know what all these skills are, chapter 3 in the book has all of the different skills that you can choose from, and that's gonna be in a couple of videos. So we have one more after this one for character creation, then we have a droid video, and then we're gonna be spending 2 videos on skills. So if you are here, you know, a couple weeks after this video is out, you can go check out those skills to get a full breakdown of how the skills work and what they are, if you don't know what you want to spend your XP on. Okay, bounty hunter, survivalist. Okay, here we go. I have to choose, I only have 5 XP left, so I have to choose a top row action. Let's see, out of all of these, I think I want stalker, which would give me a boost die per rank of this ability to all of my stealth and coordination checks. That sounds really great. So if this was printed out, I would be writing it down in that little checkbox. And that is all of my XP spent. Back to the other me.
Awesome. Well, I hope that makes sense. If you have questions, let me know. Next up, we're gonna get into gear appearance and ship selection, as well as any last items to go through. A lot of this is gonna be stuff that you will actually want to be in a discussion with your GM about, but we'll hit on that when we get to the next video. If you found this helpful, please thermal detonate that like button. Since you're already here, you enjoyed the video, and I appreciate it. If you want to see more of our content, I'm uploading every single week. So hit subscribe, and yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. May the Force be with you always. Peace.